Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You tell him he can stop avoiding me.
Why you want to run the shiva?
Every time I saw him, I was like this, and he was still too.
Okay, Baruch Hashem. Thank you, Hashem.
You should have had some schnapps tonight. I'm sorry, we apologize.
I didn't even have schnapps last night. And you're putting off with me schnapps. I told him I feel funny. I said, I keep telling people tonight's the L'chaim. So I have to make a L'chaim on something. So I asked him for wine. I can't stand schnapps.
Is there room in the car?
I assume so, but I don't think it's coming back here. The car
coming back, or I'm not sure. I don't know.
I'll find a way back.
You're not waiting there.
No,
you're not sleeping there.
No. I'm only unless it's a question of waiting. It's for the Rav's son tonight.
No.
So if the Rav wanted to ride to the bus, that would be.
I just want to ride to the bus. I'm going to be there for 5 minutes, maybe 8 minutes, and then I want to ride to the bus. But then you're coming back here.
Back to the bus.
So, but you probably want to stay longer than I want to stay. We're going to leave here. I'm stopping 5 to 9. I'm stopping on both sides. So 5 to 9. We're going to go. Here's the car's outside.
Yes, right outside.
So tomorrow night, Bezus Hashem, we're learning. Sunday night, 8:15 is Mayas. Till the Shchedesh Elul. 8:15. Which just pushes everything off by 15 minutes. And I get a different bus driver.
Hopefully it's faster.
No, this guy's great.
Oh, yeah?
Hopefully there's no more people on... It's the next bus.
Yeah,
so.
Very good. Not any more people.
Okay. All this is coming out on tape. So it's Wednesday night, and it's Orl Chafei. ER, Mazel Tov, thank you, Hashem. And we had this beautiful Taliyah of the Menchas Chinuch Rabta. Zen early bekavonas hatoysis, which we're up to. Because he had this whole plea and a bit of shimon, and it depends now what the mitzvah is. If the mitzvah is giving it to the kohen, or just to be mafresh the tleh. If it's also banah, then you make a mutter banah by just being mafresh the tleh and affecting the pidyon that way. Giving it to the kohen is just another din, but that's not the mitzvah's pidyon. While according to Reb Shimon, you're not really doing anything because the Pesach Hamor is mutar bano anyway.
The
Gemara
itself asked the kasha, why did the mafresh it if it's not giving it to the
Gemara says because it goes according to Reb Yehuda. The whole basis of Tzaisus and the whole Menchas Chinuch's explanation of Tzaisus with the Maritol Gazi and everybody is an attempt to understand why the Gemara says it's Tali and Reb Yehuda. Why isn't it true according to Reb Shimon also? So that's what the Menchas Chinuch wants to explain Tosfos by saying, because according to Reb Shimon, the mitzvah is giving it to the Kohen. That's how the pidyon is affected. Mm-hmm. And that you don't have to be Erev to Petach Hamor. You're giving it to the Kohen. And the Sofek, you don't have to give it to the Kohen, because it's a mitzvah Sheba Mamon. So we saw the Gemara to make available Raya. Hashem came according to Yehuda, so you have to do the pidyon, which is affected by just being mafri to tleh. The Zen really become on us on Tosfos.
Where is the Maria of Gazi, by the way? Is it a separate book or in the back of another book?
You pick up on the Sechas Bechairus. I don't think, I mean, not an Oshko Gemara, and probably not a Meshifta Gemara.
Ah,
but if you pick up a regular Shas and you go to the back, Maritol Gazi. There's a Ramban in the middle in the Chorosh, and there's Maritol Gazi. Huge, huge. Small print.
So what's the Rikhus in the Ramin's Rikhus?
Maritol Gazi, yeah. Then there's Liba Kavanah for Toysus. The Hashas, Maksha. Lamali Tlela Frushe. What is the point of doing that? So what did the Makshin think? Mutter Petach Hamor Bahanah. Kirakacha Kapataris like Reb Yehuda. Vimkain Hiksha Makshin, Kibbut the Mutter Bahanah, Vadai Mitzvah's Pidyon, Hainu, Nasino, the Koyan. giving it to the kohen. Kizu svara pshuta the lama yifte. What's the point of pinyon effected just by the hafrasha satleh if the petach hamor is muta b'hanah? It's like a meaningless act. The shehatora tetzaveh, to say that the Torah says lift those. Tovar sheim bo kedusha klal, it's not even osur, it means ain the svara klal. The lama yafresh, what would be the point? What are you doing? Tirat hashad zasik Reb Yehuda. Imkein havya hafrasha hamitzvah. Valkushus hashas kosu toises the ain lomar do the poltro me arifa. That's the point. The chibun the ain tzorach liten lekoyin machmas sofik moment. If kain ain kamitzus pidyon klal kisvaras hashas k'moy kain ain tzorach laroif misofik to arifa b'mokam apdiya kaima. Chan mitzvah sapadiyah he anasino lekoyim. The main anosin lekoyim ain kam mitzvah sapadiyah. Ken ain kam mitzvah sarifa. He was in a chayim bepadiyah. But terekosvo vim leisifta va'arafto. Abu b'mokum shen a chayim lifto sen a lov chiyah arifa.
So what's the kasha tosis?
Nothing. He's explaining tosis.
Yeah.
Explaining that you can't say according to Rav Shimon you're accomplishing that you don't have to be oirif to petach hamor because according to the way the Minchas Chinuch is explaining the inyan now, according to Rav Shimon you don't have to give it to the kohen, so there's no mitzvah pidyon because the mitzvah pidyon is to give it to the kohen, and there's no mitzvah pidyon because machmas sofik you don't have to give it to the kohen. And if there's no mitzvah pinyon, there's no mitzvah sarifa. So b'lo kosher shom kushya samarit al gazi shiniach b'kushya that afilu the Reb Shimon yafresh tleh l'kayim mitzvah pidiyah. Ze'eno, that's not a question anymore.
What is the question? I'm sorry.
Well, to Maritz Al Ghazi's question.
Yeah, which is.
Why can't you be mafresh? Why can't, according to Rav Shimon, say you're mafresh to Tler to be Mekayim the Mitzvah? Just like you have to eat matzah, you suffix, and just like you have to wear tefillin, if you have a suffix, if you have a mitzvah tefillin, so you'll be poder. You'll be poder to Petach Hamor, mi suffix, you have to do the mitzvah.
And just mafresh it, like the Torah Shimon.
Well, that's the Menchas Chinuch's Chiddush, that he's answering Maritz Al Ghazi's question by saying that according to Rav Shimon, the mitzvah spediyah is only effected by giving it to the kohen. The svaras hashasi, the chibun of Rav Shimon, leka kedusha.
So the kasha is on the Gemara, by the way. The Maritz Al Ghazi's kasha is on Tosfos or on the Gemara?
On Tosfos. Well, on the Gemara, Mamela, because we have to explain the Gemara why it only goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. So a kasha on Tosfos becomes a kasha on the Gemara, because Tosfos is explaining the Gemara. The svaras hashasi, the chibun of Rav Shimon, leka kedusha. Al korcha chapadiyah hamavueres b'torah. I know Hanasino the Kayan, giving it to the Kayan according to Rav Shimon. The main notion of the Kayan ain't a Kayam Klau. And it's Sarach Lakayam, and it's Sarach Lakayam. Give it the Amitzvah Hiba Momen, the Safik Momen, the Kula. Avul Rav Yehuda. Mitzvah Spadiyah, Beloy Nasino the Kayan. When we Safik, Sarach Lakayam, Mitzvah Spadiyah, just like me Safik, you have to do any Mitzvah Safik. As we explained, if you have a suffix, if you didn't take a lulav, so you have to take a lulav, even if it costs you money now to buy a lulav. That's not called suffix mamayin of the kula. That's called the suffix chiyuv. You have to go do it.
And here it is, it's a mafrik, right? So therefore, the arifa.
If the mitzvah is only the afrosha and you're mekayim the pediyah with afrosha, so that's not called a mitzvah of mammon. As far as atoysus he, the aliba the amaksha the mutter ba'ano, im kein lo shayach pediyah rak benesino the koyin, then the mitzvah would be to actually give it to the koyin. That's how the mitzvah, the alzekos, atoysus, The Arifa gam kein ein Zorich. Lo machmas sofik moment. That's not because of the sofik. Rakamein a chaya bepidyan and a chaya barifa. Zim lo sifta va arav toksiv. But non kaim along Rabbi Yehudim came mitzvahs padiyah omedes va'atzma. Ubi sofik mechuyiv lakaya mitzvahs padiyah. Kmoi came be sofik mechuyiv lakaya mitzvahs arifa. Yishafer poisa karambam the sofik chaya blistos olarov. According to Rabbi Yehuda, because that's how we paskin. But Tosfos like Kosu, what he writes, Ela Bisfaras Hamaksha, to a Libra de Rav Shimon.
What is the answer by saying that? Because it's only referring to the Maksha. I'm just trying to understand the things we already all have said, all these things.
Tosfos's point, I mean, this is just.
We already said it.
Again, the main point of the Minchas Chinuch, he's just putting it into Tosis, is that there's a fundamental difference between Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Shimon, besides the fundamental machlokas of a Sofek Petach Hamor, is also not, but it reflects fundamentally the mitzvah of Pidyon. What is it? Just a Afrosha or the Nesino L'Kayin? The ramifications of it being the Nesino L'Kayin is that the Sofek, there's no mitzvah of Pidyon. The Sofek Petach Hamor, because the mitzvah is to give to the Kohen. So it's a mitzvah of Mominus, and in the mitzvah of Mominus, Sveikas Lakula. And the Mela is no mitzvah Sarifa, so you can't ask a Kasha, but according to Rav Shimon, you should be Mafrish a Tleh, even according to Rav Shimon, be Mafrish a Tleh, to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Pidyon. Or be Mafrish a Tleh, or else you're going to have to do the mitzvah of Arifa. These are the Marit Al Ghazi's questions. It's even according to Rav Shimon, it's a Sufik Petach Hamor. So you have a Sufik mitzvah to do. If you're Sufik, you have to do a mitzvah. If you're Sufik, you have to do a mitzvah. So be Mafrish Taleh, even according to Rav Shimon. If you're Sufik, you have to do a mitzvah. And if you rather don't do it, so why don't you have to be Oyrif the Hamor? Be Sufik. So it's like you have to do every mitzvah, be Sufik, if you're not sure if you did the mitzvah. You saw that you have to do it.
It's
Teretzin, that since the mitzvah's pedia, according to Rav Shimon, is to give it to the Kayan, so it's a mitzvah of Mammon, so you apply the rule of Amos Mechavel of Arayah. And you don't say, oh, it's a mitzvah, so I say you have to do it, Misafik. When you have a mitzvah of Mammon, you don't say that. When you have a mitzvah of Mammon, which according to the Chinuch, the mitzvah of Mammon means that there's a mitzvah to give it away to someone else. So if you're Masufik, if you have such a mitzvah, so you don't have to give it away to someone else. So, that's all. And that's what Tosfos means, that according to Shimon, it's not fair.
And the Biur Tosfos and the Sifta, then if one understands that Tosfos, reads the Minchas Chinuch and Marat, I got married, I got it.
So you got a shout out. Find a miracle, Gazi, the column, Perakhes, Eric Abbey Pidyon Aben. Given the Kedusha of Ben certainly not a Sobrano. Raka Pidyon, Havali Matnas Kuhuna, the Sovik and Sorek are feel of the Hafrish cloud. Because that's what we're saying, even here, by the Pidyon Petach Hamor. So certainly true by a Pidyon Aben. You don't have to give it to the Kohen, because me Sovik. We say a much mechvel of araya, and you don't have to give it to the kohen. So there's no point in being mafresh five shloim and not giving it to the kohen. Nothing.
You're
not accomplishing anything. Yeah, but that's the point. Is you're not accomplishing anything. You're not doing anything just by being mafresh five shloim. You're not doing anything because the mitzvah is to give it to the kohen. Rital Gazi brings from Rashi and the Rosh that Misofik you do have to be Mafrish to Tleh.
Ooh.
And they read that Afrosha Mitzvah. That's their approach. parasha itself is a mitzvah, even according to Rav Shimon. So you have to do it, because that's not a question of something of minor lekula, because in the mitzvah of parasha, you're not giving away your money. Okay, that's a common Rav Shimon, not me, half Russia mitzvah.
Are we talking about Bechor Adam now, or the
Bechor Adam? Okay. Now he's saying, so according to Rashi on the Rosh there, maybe it would be who has in here.
We're
right?
Talking
about
Pidyon
Aben, right? Rashi on the Rosh, they're talking about Pidyon Aben.
We said Pidyon Aben is like better power than Rav Shimon.
That's what Rashi, but the Rashi on the Rosh say not like that. Rashi and the Rosh say you do have to be mafresh.
No, I'm saying that the case of Pidyon Aben is like
something Pidyon Aben.
Like Chaker Chaker. I don't know.
No, the Danish are not going to everybody. The Gemara says.
What?
That by Pidyon Aben there's no Yisro Hanah according to everybody.
Okay, but no, but it's not the point. The point is that you would expect by Pidyon Aben with the whole mitzvah and Pidyon is to give it to the Kohen. So you, when you have a suffix pidyon aben, you don't have to be mafresh. Pointless. There's no Rabbi Yehuda here. Pidyon aben. Now he says, but you know something? I have to admit, Rashi and the Rosh say that when you have a suffix pidyon aben, you do have to be mafresh five slime, and you don't have to give it to the kohen. That's very strange. Like, what's the point? But he just brings it down. So it turns out that according to Rashi and the Rosh, Rav Rosh is a mitzvah, even though it's like you're sort of not accomplishing anything. But Rav Rosh is a mitzvah, just the Atzmah. And Kain Esher Khan, the Rav Shimon, so maybe here was a great Rav Shimon, they would hold that Rav Rosh is a mitzvah. Who knows? Ayin Shem Shekosav Dechala Poisim Cholkim al Rashi Vah Rosh. Nobody. Mafilo das Rashi were Rosh Kosov Shom to loam them b'chor odom mehakesh the petach amor. Noi the petach amor mitzvah the hafresh alibud the Rebbe Eliezer Rabbanon kibun the yesh kedusha. I am Shom. Okay, borrow the Rebbe Shimon the Soiv the Kanda Enka kedusha the petach amor. Okay, na mitzvah rak anasina. The ain mitzvah b'afrosha. Zus for pshuta zulchach min hashas. Melo lo shayach harifa gamke. Hava we do not the kamal krab Yehuda. Shayach pidyon misofe begam harifa misofe. Go shayach sofik momen mashal yudei is a mitzvah. Nitzvah chesed momen. Rach ma mitzvah in the sinus momen lachavei ho shayach. Sofik momen lo lekula. Kei nirlani yuzaki bar. Okay.